Museums, do they really prove evolution?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the producers of the new film, The Last Adam.
Over the years, I've had the opportunity to visit some of the world's leading science museums, including those in England, Darwin's homeland. Right there, you'd expect to see science museums with abundant evidence for evolution. But you know, as I've visited them and looked in the glass cases of what scientists have actually found, I've never seen any evidence for evolution. See, the interesting thing is the so-called evidence for evolution is pasted on the glass case, the written interpretation of the display. But that's not evidence. It's the scientist's story about the past. When you look into these glass cases, you see distinct kinds of animals and plants. You don't see in-between forms. And what you observe can be classified according to the type of animal or plant they are because they exist in distinct groups, or kinds as the Bible calls them. For example, you don't see a half-dinosaur, half-bird. A senior fossil expert at the Museum of Natural History in London once admitted that they didn't have any undisputed transitional forms showing one kind of animal changing into another.
At our Creation Museum near Cincinnati, we show a film on the life of Christ called The Last Adam. We'll mail you a copy of this exceptional video for your gift of any size. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS. That's 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Or try the web, answersoffer.org.